Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to Baptiste Power Vinyasa Flow Yoga with Carrie. I hope you find these practices fun and useful to your yoga practice. I put a lot of love into creating this content for you every week. Please consider joining my Patreon. Making a monthly contribution to my Patreon will ensure that I continue producing these high-quality recordings every week just for you. Plus, if you join my Patreon, I will include extra bonus content like weekly meditations, longer practice recordings, and special surprises just for Patreon members. Your support means the world to me. All right, sweet friend, practice on. Hello, my friend. Let's practice. Begin in child's pose. Open your knees. Sink your booty back to your heels. Stretch your arms forward and rest your forehead on the floor. And begin by making conscious contact with your breath. Press your forehead into the mat and just gently move your head from side to side. Give yourself a little forehead eyebrow massage right into the floor. Take a big breath in and a full breath out. Make your way up to all fours and move through some rounds of cat-cow. Drop your belly, lift your chin, and then round your back, push the floor away. Take a few more rounds of cat-cow, moving in any direction that feels good to you. Side to side, circles with your neck and your tailbone. Allow these movements to be creative, organic, and intuitive. Notice the way your body moves. And pay attention to your breath. Move your body with your breath. And come back to a neutral tabletop. Take a big breath in. Downward facing dog. Lift your tailbone to the sky. And walk your dog out a little bit. Bend your knees. Pedal your legs. Move your hips from side to side. Just see how you feel. Move your body around in a way that feels good to you. Stretch your right leg behind you. Bend your knee. Stack your right hip on top of your left. And then set that foot down. Now take your left leg behind you. Bend your knee. Stack and open up your hip. And set that foot back down. Pick your heels up. Bend your knees. Look forward. Step to the top of your mat. Halfway lift, ragdoll pose, hang over your legs, catch opposite elbow with opposite hand, open the feet hip width, maybe even wider, and allow the crown of your head to reach towards the floor. Notice where you feel the opening in this pose. Where are you feeling sensations in your body? It's only your job to notice. Release your elbows. Place your hands on your hips. Press down, rise up. Reach your arms over your head. Take a big breath in. And a full breath out. One more big inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift. Downward facing dog. Plant your hands, walk your feet straight back. Set your eyes between your toes and find a softness in your knees. Notice the sound of your breath and the way your body feels. Pick your heels up, bend your knees, look forward, step to the top of your mat, halfway lift, forward fold, high mountain pose, stand up, forward fold, halfway lift, big breath in. Come to all fours, take a round of cat-cow. One round with your breath. And then meet me in downward facing dog. Set your eyes between your toes. And continue to notice how you feel as you move and flow through the practice. Pick up your heels. Bend your knees, look forward, step to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Stand up tall, high mountain pose. Bow forward with your exhale. Halfway lift. Plank pose. Plant your hands, step your feet back. Set your eyes forward and hug your belly in. We're here together for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Downward facing dog. Push the floor away. Lift your tailbone to the sky. Set your eyes. And smooth out the edges of your breath. Pick up your heels. Bend your knees. Look forward. Travel to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. High mountain pose. And now sink into chair this time. Bend your knees. Bring your hands to heart center. Shift the weight over into your right foot and just pick your left foot up off the floor. Hover it a few inches off the mat. Straighten your left leg, warrior three. You can keep your hands right at heart center, or you can stretch your fingertips forward to lengthen your arms. Big breath in. Warrior one, ground your left foot to the earth. Reach your arms up over your head. Find a bend in your knee and your gaze forward. Just notice how you feel right here in this moment, just as you are. Big breath in. Warrior two, open up your back foot, stretch your fingers forward and back. Set your eyes somewhere comfortable. Rather than looking straight over your right fingers, what would happen if you look just slightly to the left and maybe find a little more ease and comfort in your neck and in your gaze? Just notice where you're looking and set your eyes to one point. Reverse your warrior. Reach your right fingertips up to the sky. Open up your whole right side body. Take a big breath in. Side plank. Put your left hand at the top of your mat. You can come right down to your left knee, or you can roll to the pinky toe side edge of your left foot and stack your right foot on top. Choose the side plank that leaves you feeling powerful right here in this moment. And if you feel like it's a possibility, maybe float your top leg up and just see what happens for 3, 2, 1. Back to plank, downward facing dog. Push the floor away, tailbone to the sky. Stretch your left leg behind you. Bend your knee, stack and open up your hip. Either stay right here, or if you're ready, flip your dog. Drop your left foot over, ground both feet into the earth, press your heels down and lift your chest up to the ceiling. Keep breathing. Keep noticing. Come back up and around, three-legged dog. High crescent lunge. Step your left foot forward. Keep your back heel lifted, or you can put your right knee on the earth. Arms over your head, gaze forward. Take a big breath in. Chair pose. Step your left foot forward, bend your knees, and lower your booty towards the earth. Take a full breath in. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Bow forward. High mountain pose. Stand up, arms over your head. Bring your palms to the center of your chest and sink into chair. Notice your feet. Lift your chest up. And now shift the weight over into your left foot. Hover your right foot off the floor, just a couple of inches. Straighten your right leg, warrior three. You can keep your hands right at your heart, or you can stretch your fingertips forward. Warrior one, ground your right foot. Reach your arms up. Keep the bend in your front knee and your gaze forward. And smooth out any edges in your breath. Big breath in. Warrior two. Step your back foot open. Stretch your fingers forward and back. And rather than looking directly over your left middle finger, what would happen if you just slightly turned your gaze to the right? Just slightly off center to maybe ease a little bit of tension in your neck. Just notice how you feel. And where can you bring a little more ease or comfort into the pose? Reverse your warrior. Reach your arm to the sky. Stretch your fingers and open up your whole left side body. Take a big breath in. Put your right hand at the top of your mat. Side plank. Either come right down to your right knee or keep your legs straight and roll to the pinky toe side edge of your right foot. Stack your left foot on top. And now you might keep that foot on the floor, or if it's there for you, see if that top leg just floats up a couple of inches. You're here for 3, 2, 1. Back to plank pose. Downward facing dog, push the floor away. Nice work. Stretch your right leg behind you. Bend your knee, stack your right hip on top of your left. Either stay right here or flip your dog. Drop your right foot over, ground your feet to the earth, and lift your chest up to the sky. Whatever you choose to do right now, do so with a full, whole heart. Come back up and around, three-legged dog. Step your right foot forward, high crescent lunge. Always permission to put your back knee on the floor and take this pose as a low lunge. Reach your arms up, set your eyes forward. Big breath in. Step to chair pose. Full inhale. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Come to all fours. Take a round or two of cat-cow. Notice how you're feeling. Notice your body. Notice your breath. Come to stand up on your knees, camel pose. Bring your hands to your low back. First, take a big breath in to lift your chest up. And then gently begin to lift your pelvis forward up towards the ceiling. Pull your elbows and your shoulder blades into your spine. And you can keep your chin tucked to your chest, or if it feels good, you can look up at the ceiling and open your throat. Just do the next right thing. With an inhale, slowly come back up. Have a seat on your heels and just be still for a moment. No drinking, wiping, or fussing. Just let yourself settle after that big opening pose. Happy baby, come to lie down on your back. Reach for your feet or your ankles, your calves, or even your knees. And take a little movement from side to side. You could straighten one leg and the other. And notice the sensations that you feel in this pose. And most importantly, stay with your breath. Release your feet. Open your arms into a T. Let your arms rest on the earth. Pull your knees to your chest and roll your knees to the right. Turn your gaze to the left. And gently bring your knees back to the center. Take your knees to the left. Turn your gaze to the right. Bring your knees back to the center. Wrap your arms around your shins. Give yourself a big, tight squeeze. And make your way into Shavasana, your final resting pose. Come to lie down on your back. Lift your shoulders up and roll them underneath your body. Allow your palms to just naturally rest facing towards the ceiling. And your feet flop out heavy. If it's comfortable to you, close your eyes. And for the next short minute, I invite you to do nothing. To lie here still. And to just be peaceful right where you are. No work, no effort. Let all of the rigor go. And just take this moment of peace. Take a long full, deep breath in and empty it. Take a long, full body stretch. Reach your arms behind you and point your toes. And curl up into a tight, tiny ball. And if it's comfortable, roll to your favorite side. And then gently make your way up to a seat with your palms touching at the center of your chest. Draw your thumbs to the center of your forehead and bow your head towards your heart. In honor of you and me and this practice that we share, I bow to you, dear friend, and say namaste. Thank you for practicing with me today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please consider joining my Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes.